Let's get it, y'all.
Yeah. Hollows in the clip. Mm. VIP, send your girl bottles of piss. Mm. Fuck who's on, who's not on the list. Mm. You should be worried who I'm not gonna miss. Mm. Flip your Uber, shotgun lift. Took your chain, you ain't rock one since. Foot chase never, you ain't hop one fence. Glock from Cali, probably got pot prints. Pound heavy and bomb him, get the ground ready. 46 millimeter face, round bezzy. All last year, gave the underground a beating. 218 now, D taking meetings. Pull that Bushmaster where I'm taking beefing. Mm. Leave you in drama, shaking. Bleeding, quaking, sneezing. I muzzle the nose, hit you right, blood puddle your clothes. Bro said he's shooting too, double the holes. When you kill something young, you grow out of control. A lot of talk about pain, we gon' see what you could take. Starting with breaking news after your mother's lunch break. I don't know Swiss and I never met Kiss. Never saw X, I saw half your neck. I really been putting on, where's my respect? Die on the table, you don't even close your chest. I let some niggas live, some chose death. Big Phantom, I can't feel if the road wet. I can't hear when niggas hate. Steering wheel stuffed, bricks in a plate. Stole the move so I can spit it in her face. Mm. When his body drop, stick it in my waist. Mm. You fucking with who? Your raw paper lace? Hardcore, nigga. You looking at the face. Mm. Hold up. Let me get it right. Hold on, let me get it right. Yeah. Somebody gotta pay for me being away. Mm. I'm getting money, but the hate still being away. Mm. Hollows being the K. You should see what I get in the day. Mm. Off a breakdown, flipping a yay. Show you what the 4/5 bout. Blow your motherfucking brain out your slick mouth. Street niggas say brill the truth. Probably cause my punchlines make them wanna mass up and shoot. I get brown and beige. I'm running shit. It's the new king of the underground. Somebody put the crown on my waves. He a clown without the rubber nose. Straight bitch, you get buried in your mother clothes. In a ditch on your back in a deep hole. I need the Phantom. Four door peach rose. Duke got me booked. A year later, got me cooked. Son... with niggas, damn rats got me shook. Mm. I know when I shoot him, he gon' swell. Playing my cards right, I could care less who deal. Kill him smart, it's a headache waiting on the appeal. I done been through the court shit, copped out fort shit. Gold double lock and the cross look frostbit. Attempt I keep it, body I toss it. My dick's for bitches, you could get off it. Very thin line, I advise you not to cross it. I ain't scared of nothing but a federal indictment. It's a lot of rumors, let me shed some enlightenment. Homie just talking, ain't about nothing. He don't even know he a dead man walking. He don't even know that I'm plotting his death. Get shot in both hands trying to block your chest. I ain't with that he say, she say, I heard shit. Niggas running around on some real life bird shit. We could go the murder way. Fuck what you heard say. Slam him on his neck, break his collarbone, vertebrae. Wordplay, PCP, shooting sideways. Hand on my dick yelling D-I-E. Now he on the respirator and he need IV. No face, homicide, got a fine ID. A rapper say they the next B.I.G. I just laugh. Garbage ass shit they be saying. Nerva, you fucks, I deserve an apology. You see me, I'm strapped up, not properly. Picture me slipping up, letting you body me. Shots will kill him. I'm allergic to the fake, so I don't fuck with him like amoxicillin. All Eclipse arm lift, take a lot to fill him. I'm a beast faggot, beast addict, beast addict, peacematic. Rah. Sleep maggot, eat terry cloth. I run through him like cheap fabric. You pulling, don't blast it. Ooh, I swear to God. Six pallbearers will be pulling your casket.
Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I got a bullet up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic group with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Don't fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around, ain't no top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Shout out 2 minutes, it's hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Yo, this is motherfucking Thugged Out Thursdays. And
guess what? Today, this is a different type of podcast. We got the general in the building, Double Law. You already know, nothing else to say. We got Jack Thrill in the building. We got No Grant Booth, and we got Brillo himself in the building. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, Mike Booth.
Yo, we already told you, man, it's Thugged Out Thursday, and everything goes, man. We got the legend in the building. Listen, get it, man.
This is a different type of podcast. You gotta relax. I'm gonna tell you how it's going down each and every Thursdays. This shit gonna get iller. This shit gonna get real. We got a lot of inside stories, good questions. It don't get no better. This man right here is a super legend. Been around superstars that they're still relevant to this day. Let's be clear. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's very humble, chilling right here on the couches. You gotta relax. You don't know who this is. You know now. Double Law, the general. It's your boy Ching Bing, Jack Thriller.
Mike Booth.
Mike Booth.
Yeah.
Mike Booth, I got the alley-oop on you.
That's it.
Come on,
I'm right here, baby.
Like,
I'm here.
Like, shit, it's so crazy that a lot of people think that the artist just come on and he just pop. No.
Nah.
This is one of the people right here that make these artists pop behind the scene, you know what I'm saying? And
let's be clear. I just want to be clear.
Make these deals happen. Listen. Cut these checks.
He's probably at 40 million. Am I correct? Man, this is 40 million. So you gotta relax, y'all. A Thugged Out Thursdays, different type of aura. We got
hands
some
soft.
Shit going on in
hands
here.
Hands very soft.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm telling you that right here tonight, this is a great, great show. We got the general in the building. Again, we got the general. We got the Double Law. I'm talking about, listen, this is 2018. This is a new growth, new platform, still in the streets. How many people you know? This is a different type of CEO. He's been around for different eras. Like, let's say, you gotta relax.
You're evolving with the time, and you know what I'm saying? And this is new. This is new protege right here. Let him know, you know, what you're working with.
Brillo, what's up, man? Talk to them, man. Talk. This is Thugged Out Thursday. Thank you for pulling up.
You already know. Thank you for having me.
Man. Yeah, man. I
didn't
want to
get
swag.
You too twisted, man.
Nah, we good.
We smoking, we drink a lot. Yeah.
Yo, Brillo, have I ever met you before?
Jack, what's up, man? You know, we did it.
Have I ever met you before?
You know, you my man. You know, we had a few run-ins.
And we had a few run-ins.
Yeah, good run-ins, good times.
I seen you.
Yeah, you see the grind from the beginning.
From the beginning.
You still see the grind now. I see you everywhere, so salute to you.
Yo, Brillo used to be in my group, man.
Yeah.
Thriller Gang.
Thriller Gang.
Yeah. Thriller Gang. He was in there for like 5 days. He didn't like none of the other niggas that was on the team. And for good reason.
And for, shout out.
And now fuck them.
Shout out.
Fuck no, fuck them. Because I don't fuck with them no more either.
Yeah.
Brillo is what you call the cream of the crop.
I appreciate that.
Yo, yeah, like even after me, because he quit my label. I didn't even have my shit on paper yet, but I didn't tell him.
It is mine, your mind.
It was official. It was official.
But we had good talks, though. We had great talks.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something. You killing that 8-Ball Jack.
I appreciate that, man. You know,
that shit is so
1990.
Am I lying?
He invented some shit, right?
Yeah, you got me wanting a corduroy, bro.
No, listen,
you
that's
think,
my
you
world.
You think his talks help inspire your career right now?
Who's talk?
This
oh,
crazy one-eyed guy, right?
Yeah. Everything. You got to take everything as a learner. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn off everything.
How long you been grinding?
We've been, what was that like?
That was about 2014.
Yeah, niggas right. Don't know. Like Jack 14. Thriller, listen, this nigga here, he don't only has his own show. This nigga here is a rapper. He's rapping, he's acting, and you know what? You
selling
never know.
Dope.
You listen.
Nah,
we're not selling dope no more. No, I'm not selling dope.
Oh, you got me right?
You
got me right?
You got to relax.
Look, can we sign this contract tonight?
No, I told you.
Because I'm ready to get out the streets.
Booth said.
I hate that shit.
Listen, Booth said it's going down. He said you gonna get thugged out. It's, if he say something, trust me, it's gonna happen.
Man, I lost my eye to this shit.
No, listen, you gotta listen. Drink champagne to that, Brillo. What's up? You not drinking, man? This is thugged out.
No cup.
Listen,
y'all
get a cup. Get a cup for Brillo.
Coco, give him a cup.
Yeah, listen, This is Thugged Out Thursdays. You know, I have a few questions. We're gonna talk to the OG first, and then we're gonna pass on. We're gonna get to the Brillo. And really get in tune with what Brillo got going on, who Brillo like, where Brillo come from, what was Brillo's struggles, What Brillo expects to do for 2018?
Does he like ham or turkey?
No, just Thugged Out Thursday.
I'm getting all of that right now.
Listen. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, Brillo. But we're just keeping the street. Listen, Jack Thriller is partying bullshit. Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Now, one question for you. This is something I wanted to ask you. I've met you a long time, a few years, and you've been the only humblest CEO that I can only imagine. Like, you never been different. Like, you see me, you stop, you show me, you like Ching Bing, Stir. Like, everybody tells you, yo, Ching Bing is, and like, you never like, you gave me your number, you like, no fake number. Listen, my nigga, I've been around for a long time.
You'd be shocking me when
niggas be surprised. You'd be surprised, bro. Listen, this shit is 3D. This shit is super fake. This shit is super fake. I see niggas with glasses. They got glasses. This shit is see through off magnificent shit. This shit is different. But this is reality. This brother here, like, I had a message from him not too long ago. We spoke on the phone and. I realized, like, damn, he's like, yo, if I was to go crazy over everybody that I let sleep in my house or live in my house, I would have been lost it already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this brother here gave people opportunities to get off the street. Like, yo, fuck it, come stay in my... You know what it is for me? Yo, I got a millionaire friend right now, too, named Raymond Santana, a close friend of mine. Like, yo, come stay with me. You got to hold your own crap. I got you your own side of the house. You know, he live in Atlanta, bought his shit cash. Like, yo, come stay with me. I'm up, you good, but you know, that's love.
That is love.
Listen, you don't find those.
No.
And I relate to them because if I know if somebody invite me to their house and they be like, yo, come fuck with me, it's like because we're gonna work. Mm-hmm. I'ma come here with son, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, I'ma just sit there and just be in the way. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's time to work. That means he putting you in that shit in that house. That means you gotta say, you know what? The general let us in, let's work. You know what I'm saying?
Ching Bing. I only let three niggas spend the night in my house.
That's real.
And all of them was me.
That's real. No, but I'm just, you know, that was just some figure of speech, like reality shit. Like, cause like I said, you know, times done change and CEO's grown. Things change, different era. Now it's about the new generation and I know you had so much success. You humble. How do you do it? Like, Double R, how you do it?
My brother. I mean, it's just work ethic, you know what I'm saying? It's all about how hard you're willing to do whatever it is. Music is just one thing. That's just part of what you do of your life, you know? That's not everything. But you already got to come in with the work ethics of hard working and grinding, and you're going to have to do overtime, stay up all night. This is overtime all day, so it's all about how hard you work and how nice you really are, not how nice you think you are. Mm-hmm. You know, in all reality, everybody want to rap, but everybody ain't going to make it, mm-hmm. like I was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't going to make it. Mm-hmm. It's a pick of the litter. You mm-hmm. just got to be like, mm-hmm. I don't pick an artist if I don't think I can break it. Mm-hmm. I take artists that I know I can work, so it's not about the artist. It's about what artist can you make happen, you know, because they the mm-hmm. artist, and you got to do everything else around it mm-hmm. to make them blow up. Right. So you got to do, he already know he could rap good. Now we got to go and do all the other things to make him shine.
Yeah.
So that you got to believe in what you're doing. If I pick an artist, I believe in that project. You know what I'm saying? I believe in that artist. Like, I know for sure mm-hmm, mm-hmm. he's close to getting there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't get somebody that never, he's so far gone. You got to say, you got to go back and come back in a couple of years.
Right.
And I might be able to help. But right now it's not good.
Yeah.
This is the pros. You got to go back and, you know, you can't play right now.
And you could just look at somebody and just, you know, pick that out of
yo,
them.
Yo, Mike Booth, Mike Booth, listen, we talking about somebody, right, that had Eve. We talking about somebody that had the locks. We talking about somebody that had DMX. That shit must have been, my nigga, how did you sleep?
It was just regular shit for me.
Regular?
It was regular.
Swiss beats. Niggas hitting you for Swiss. How much Swiss beats was getting the beat at that time with y'all? Swiss beats.
I don't even remember. He probably was getting, he was always getting about, when he was little, maybe about 5. Then it got up 10, 15, his shit 50.
Swiss, shout out to Swiss Beats. He worked for his hottest motherfucking producer out there, Double R. You know what it is.
I was speaking to Swiss today. We were talking. I was like,
shout out to Swiss.
We was going through a couple of things, and I was running down some of the things that he was going through when he came up. And one thing he always did was work hard. He used to live with me, so mm-hmm. I would be like, all right, I'm going home. He'd be like, nah, I'm going to stay right here. So the studio wasn't far from where I lived. So I said, all right, I'm going to go. But he would stay there every night and do beats every night.
Lord, you.
So I come back in the morning, he'd give me 15 beats. I'd be like, that ain't it. He probably did that for about a year. So we was talking about that this morning. Wow. He was like, I said, yeah, your work is, but he still worked the same way right now.
That's good, that's man. You know what he just said right there? Let me tell you something for y'all young guys, right? This is like, I'm just emotional because this is like family. Like, this is not just somebody that comes up to the Thugged Out Thursday. This is the general. This is I'm honored to be sitting here with him. This is a millionaire that been a millionaire while niggas don't even understand what's a millionaire. Like, this is some, you know, I like to be around brothers like this because I feed off good aura and I learn.
It made me jealous.
Nah, you don't gotta be jealous. We here, you on the same couch, we on the winning team. So you don't gotta be jealous, y'all. More or less.
Spend the night.
Nah, of course. You got the Uber. Ricky Bass got the Uber, you Gucci. But all jokes aside, what I'm saying, at the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, all the lives that you touch a lot of lives because everybody got lives, you know what I'm saying, that were affected by Rough Riders. Like I said, you even had Mice on, am I correct? I believe Mice on was down too.
Yeah, I had Mice for a little bit, me and him. I had Mice a little bit. Like, I was going over the list and they came up and they called me D, but then they started calling me General, but I was getting that when I was hustling. Because you're responsible for people.
Yeah, facts.
So it's my block, so I'm responsible for all my niggas. I got to make sure they good. So it's the same thing with the music. I'm responsible, so I got to make sure everybody get to be able to shine.
So when you started part of the Rough Riders, who inspired you, like, who made you say, yo, this is what I want to do? Like, did you look at it from somebody else, or you just said, this is what I want to do?
Nah, I never did nothing other than but listen to rap, you know, because I'm from the hood like everybody else, you know, but I'm hustling. I'm outside. I listen to music. It's nothing. I don't care who's rapping. That shit don't matter to me. I'm not a rap chaser. I wasn't into that. But I would like the music and hear Big Daddy Kane from my hood. So it was all cool. We was getting money, but then I heard X, and X kind of changed it for me because I heard him. I said, "Oh my, he's something special. He's something special." So that kind of made me alter from the streets to the music, you know.
Got
so
that
ear. Yeah. I said, yo, I gotta go fuck with
shout
him.
Shout out to DMX, man. Yo, I had some. Yo, I met D. Shout out to Ali. Thank you, Ali. It wasn't for Ali, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yo,
Ali, listen, he won't talk to me,
Ali. Yo, listen, I'm gonna tell you, man. I got a moment with Mike Booth and DMX. I seen this this is the first time I seen like Mike Booth get in a real emotional moment. Of DMX came to the crib. He was in the shack. And he took a picture with Booth. Booth was like, "Oh shit!" That was a real emotional moment for Booth, which was dope. Shout out to DMX. But like I said, man, yo, my brother, it's an honor to have you on Thugged Out Thursdays. Because you give inspirations to the youth that we trying to help get on, whether it's freestyling, whether it's clothing, dancing, or we just trying to have a good time. We not really being thugged out on another thugged out level.
Right.
We just represent Thugged Out Militainment. Shout out to NORE. Shout out to Drink
one
Champs.
One of the biggest movements in rap.
Shout out to Party and Bullshit.
Right. Hey, Brillo been on Party and Bullshit.
Brillo, is it that serious?
We gotta come back.
Hey, come on. Me and Mike Booth going on there.
The DK in the Party and Bullshit.
The massages when we come through the door, the massages and all that.
I know he's going to give us the red carpet. Man, shout out to Jack Thriller's part of Thugged Out. This is family. We working some things out. He's definitely going to be around. Mike Booth, we got some things going on. Shout out to Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Yo, Brillo, it's your turn to shine.
What you like look, about him, bro?
Right. Mm.
Look, he got talent. You know, he's talented. You know, and I know that he's gonna be successful, and I believe in him. So the main thing is, if I believe in it, then it's all good. I'm not gonna believe in bullshit.
Right.
If I believe in you, probably. What I say it is. If I say you a real nigga, you probably a real nigga. Yeah. If I don't say that, then I probably don't think you're a real nigga. Yeah. I know real niggas. Yeah. I know good niggas. I know honorable. Yeah. All that. So we don't really do too much half-stepping and faking. You know where we come from.
Yeah, facts. I love you, bro.
Hey, what about me?
I love you.
What about me, bro?
Jack, you want us to, man.
I want to be a real nigga on camera, too.
Yeah, we'll
do it on camera.
We ain't solidified. Let me tell you, it's real shit, though, from where we come. We really ain't solidified until we in that nasty bullpen. Trying to get over this nasty
bullpen. We in an era where motherfuckers is soft. Like, motherfuckers ain't going to big up the next person and say, yo, that's my man. Yo, he doing his thing. Yo, the nigga got heat. He got fire. Fuck it, yo. Why you can't spend a dollar, nigga? It's only a dollar, 99 cents. You can't download the Yala. I'm just saying, that's just my frame of thought. Not saying, I'm not talking shit. I'm
50 Cent told me when I first came to him in 2010, hey, don't ask me to put you on. Nigga, put your cell phone. Put your motherfucking cell phone, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you use my name, but don't abuse my name. Let's go. Make it happen.
I say that to say this. I was just saying that if the general gives you a situation and be like, yo, fuck it, man, come out the projects and come stay with me, let's record some records, nigga, I'ma sleep in the studio 24/7. That's just me. So just to be honest with you, like, knowing his resume, knowing what the Double Law produces, which is classics. Think about it. We talking about Evie Eve. We talking about Dragon. We talking about DMX. We talking about My Song. We talking about The Lox. Eve. Eve.
Pitbull and Skirt.
The hottest bitch in the game.
Yeah. Man, a billionaire.
Listen.
Because of you.
Listen.
It's one of the biggest
movements in rap history, man.
I'm so blessed. Mike Booth, man. I'm so happy. So when I got the phone call and bro's like, yo, I'm there, I was like, yo, I know we're going to have a good time. I said, it's not even about a podcast. It's about respect. Like, my thing is, this podcast shit is not that serious. You know what I'm saying? We represent a generation, you know, black excellence, right? Am I
excellent.
Correct?
And you did it right.
I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm like a nigga Rican. I'm half black and Puerto Rican. Nah, my brother's black. He's half. We're mixed regardless, but I'm just versatile. I'm versatile to the fact that, and I'm happy that I'm bilingual. But at the end of the day, we represent the same move. And what I mean the same move is the beat. And if you got a beat, you got hip-hop. And if you got hip-hop, you got soul. If you got soul, you know how to move, so you got to relax. Everybody on three, you got to relax. One, two, three.
You got to relax.
Yo, listen, Brillo. Yo, I'm going to throw the alley-oop back to the general so he can throw it to you, man. Yo, you know, I'm going to let him bring it to
Yala.
You. Yala.
Well, let Bruno give you a little something light, you know, give him something at work, you know how it go.
Are we straight to it?
You gotta go straight to it. You can tell niggas where you what's up, man. Thugged Out Thursdays. I appreciate you here, man.
I know it's regular, but
don't feel like you come here to Thugged Out Thursdays and me and Booth are just asking you questions. We not about that. We about, like, my whole thing is when you come to this podcast, people wanna know, what do Bruno like to eat? What is a day for Brillo? What do you do when you get up? All right, cool, you get up. That nigga's no...
I'm from CT. I'm from Connecticut, Bridgeport. Day for me is waking
Bridgeport.
Up, smoking, going to the studio. Well, gym, studio. That's the day.
You gotta work out if you with the team. DMX will pull up and you have to do 1 hour and do 50 push-ups on you.
Studio D do that shit too.
Listen, listen, that always been part of life. Remember this. You gotta work out, you gotta educate yourself, and you gotta meditate. And it only takes 30, 45 minutes. It's hard, but everybody, I don't even do it sometimes. Yo. But guess what? I definitely gonna do my push-ups. And guess what? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we lose focus, but you can always get back to it and you can fix your mind, body. You know what I'm saying? And get yourself together. But you look fit. I like how you look.
Detrain me. That's why I look this gorgeous.
Yeah.
I would feel being a part of the Double R movement because I know
you're on it, right?
You know.
Yeah, it's like a, you know what I mean?
What you look at? You like, what's up? What you aiming for right now?
Oh, we know. We aiming for the world, man. We just aiming to bring real rap back. And, you know, just keep pushing. That's what we doing.
As far as being with
the team, you know, I learn from D every day. I'm, like, with D every day or talking to him every day. So it's just, like, it's crazy to be able to call somebody that's a legend.
Yo, you blessed.
You know what I mean? Get the jewels.
Listen, you blessed. Listen, my man, shout out to my man, Stir. You know what I'm saying? One of the realest moments that I could tell you about D, right? Mm-hmm. It ain't even about no money. It ain't even about none of that. It was just that when I seen him, he was like, I just got this shit signed for this lawyer. And I'm like, what? And Stir, he just finished hitting me. Like, D's doing the shit for him. Like, you know, when you on the other side, a lot of people, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, like, you don't got nobody. People at the end of the day, you ain't got no friends, especially when niggas go to jail. Niggas can talk all that tough to them. Niggas tell you they love you. Niggas act like they loyal you. Niggas is loyal to what they want to be loyal to. They got to relax.
Definitely been through.
I'm going to be honest with you. When somebody reaches out to you on the other side, you got to respect that aura because, yo, bro, that's disrespectful shit that a person has to tolerate or even go through. It's like a war of shame. You know, you go someplace and you go visit someone and they want to search you, pass search you, or tell you to take this off. You feel disrespected or violated. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, it's just a line that a lot of people don't understand that is way beyond. But that's just our side. You're not talking about the guy that's coming down. Like, on the other side, they got to take his pants off and squat and turn around. So it's some shit that niggas don't even understand. It's too far beyond, but we ain't going there.
You have to go
through
it.
But I'm going to just tell you like this. I feel you, my brother. I saw you. I seen some shit from Benji Films of you.
I appreciate it.
I like your style. I think you a fucking tiger. I think you shooting. You in the fucking field. You definitely a shooter.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing your bars because this is Thugged Out Thursdays. I always tell a nigga, fuck a beat. We going to keep it street. Mike Booth. Mm-hmm. Tell him how. Listen, listen. Tell him, Mike Booth.
We was following your joint. We already know you're a part of the family, so we already know you got bars. So
you come to smoke. This nigga got pre-roll, so you want to listen. This nigga Mike Booth. Listen, y'all gotta relax. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. We got official people here in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the General, we got Bullo, we got some young niggas, we got niggas that pulled up here with motherfucking gloves on. You gotta relax. We got bars. Thugged Out Thursdays. Hang, over check. Drink champs. We out here. We working. We ain't never jerking.
Yo,
Brillo.
So, what you working on a project right now?
We always working on something. But right now, we got the Recruit 2 out right now, hosted by Swiss. You can download that on that Piff. Mm-hmm. Free download.
Shout out to D-Block.
Shout out to Swiss, definitely. Mm-hmm. For coming through on that. We got that out right now. Recruit
and I'm talking about D-Block and the Feds.
Hey, hold on. You rapped in front of me before.
Yeah.
What was it like rapping in front of Swiss? What happened? How did you feel?
Oh, my God. I think, before I could start rapping to Swiss was rapping to me already. Swiss is like real energetic.
Yeah. Swiss can hear something and give you a theme fast.
Soon as I finished rapping, Swiss was rapping
yo,
already.
Yo, one time, I'm going to tell you a story about Swiss Beats when he fucked me up. One time, the nigga Swiss Beats came to Thugged Out Entertainment Studios. Swiss Beats was mad skinny. He had a fucking vest on, a little vest on, leather vest. The shit, the vest was bigger than him. Nigga had the big ass chain on. That shit said surf, whatever the fuck. Nigga shit was crazy. Yeah, he had the big shit. That shit was glittery. Mm-hmm. So he like, the nigga's like, yo, Nori. He in the joint. He like, he actually sold you the beat with the aura. So
that's how he is. He's like that.
He's so and yo man, listen, and he know
that.
A hit.
He like that. That's what he does.
That's what I said. Oh shit, that's why he's Swizzy. Listen, man. Shout out to Swiss Beats, man. Shout out to Cassidy. Shout out to just the movement. Shout out to my little nephew. He locked up. He's full surface. We've been down for a while. God bless. He'll be home in a minute. Everything is all love. Brillo, you up next. You gotta represent, man. Like you with the General. I'm telling you right now, you in a good lane. Thank you for coming to Thugged Out Thursdays, representing for me and Mike Booth.
What you see for 2018?
2018, we just see hard work. We just like to work hard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just, a lot of people that come into the game, they be so focused on the money that they, you know what I'm saying, they lose sight of the grind. They don't really go through the grind. So we're just grinding right now.
Yeah, like us. You know what I'm saying? Thugged Out Thursdays, that's what we about. We grinding, and we happy you here.
You lose that, then you gonna lose everything. You feel me?
That's what we doing, like, you know what I mean? So we just, a lot of hard work, and we just gonna keep growing as a family. That's it.
So what you working on? Who you see yourself working with?
Right now, in the future, hopefully, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people. But right now, I'm just, you know what I mean, I'm just solidifying me right now. Like, you know what I'm saying, just letting everybody know that when it comes to me, that
I'm who I am, and mm-hmm. you don't gotta, you know what I mean?
This is what he's doing right now. He can't get no help right now.
Yeah, I can't get no help.
You on your own.
Can I ask you, I need a track from you, brother. I need a track for you for Thugged Out Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
I need you to murder some shit. I gotta
stand on your
we shooting six videos. We shooting six videos. We about to shoot three videos soon. But we definitely need a Brillo, because I know you got some shit that's going to be super classical.
We got a lot of shit.
You know
what
I'm saying? Jack Thriller's giving us some smooth, Keith Sweat.
Bobby Brown.
Some Bobby Sweat /
Bobby
Keith.
Down.
Now, listen, a nice hook. We get a nice hook from you. You never know. Listen, niggas put the tuxedos on. We'll figure
game.
It out. Thugged Out Thursdays. This is how it's going down. We already know. Double Law, The General, Brillo, Jack Thriller. No Grand Booth, my partner.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
We got a quick question for you. How did you discover
Brillo?
What put him on your radar?
Brillo, I seen him years ago. I had known him, but I had too many artists, so it wouldn't have been fair for me to try to sign him back then. He was nice back then. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I probably ain't going to be a good thing for me to do is sign you right now, because you ain't going to be on the back burner for a minute. So I said, let me just... I let him, and he kept on rhyming, doing what he was doing. Then I ran into him again a couple of years later. He was outside. I was on my block. He came through. I was fucking with him. I heard him, and I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's give it a shot, you know, because I know you was hungry, you dedicated, and he was working hard. So I said, all right, fuck it, let's get it and give it a shot. So we just kept working from there.
That's dope. How did you feel, Brillo, when he gave you that shot?
I was look at this. This thing got an 8-foot jacket.
Jesus.
They got a Rollie on. They got a Rollie on. I got a relax. I got a Gucci watch on. They got a Rollie on. This nigga over here got an Automone on.
Yeah, heavy shit.
My man got some shit. You don't even know what the time tell. My boo got a Prezi. I got to relax. Thugged Out Thursdays. Double Law. Rough Riders. Classic. You got to relax.
I got a book of the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Thursday, fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Dub all around, ain't no top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm jumpin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Y'all are 2 minutes, it's hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.